Karaboisai, good evening. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here. We're holding in Parshas Koirach by Sheni. Pasuk Yudalid. Af loyal eretz zavas cholav udvosh hevi oisanu. Moreover, they say, you did not even bring us to land that's flowing with milk and honey. Batitin lanu nachlas sode v'chorem. Nor did you give us this nachla of a field or of a vineyard. Ha'eni ha'anoshim ha'heim t'nakir. Even if you would put out and poke out the eyes of those men, loy nala, we would not go up. You hear what they were going, the Chofetz Chaim says, that their mouths didn't even hear what their ears didn't hear what their mouths were saying. They were ready to get their eyes poked out. As long as we're loy nala, we're not coming up. Let's see what Rashi says on that. Batiten, lanu, you gave us hadover musav al loy. This goes back to this that you didn't. To Amor Lamala, which it says before, kloymar, loy havi son, you didn't bring us to land that flows with milk and honey. Loy nasatalon, in order to give us nachla sod of a korim, a nachla, a heritage of a field or a vineyard. A martalon, you said to us, ala eschem eyoni mitzrayim, that I'm going to bring you up from the affliction of the mitzrayim, el eretz toiv v'goyim, to a good and spacious land. Misham etzi son, you took us out of there, but v'loy el eretz ovas ol cholav udvash havi son, but you didn't bring us to a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Elo, Gazarta lein, you decreed on us, lamisein b'midlas, to put us to death in the midbar. Shamarta lein, you told us, b'midbar hazeh yiplu pergechem, in this midbar, your dead bodies are going to drop. So you didn't bring us to this, you took us out of there, but you didn't bring us to Eretz Zavaz Chalav Udvash. How does a person say something like this? So the Chofetz Chaim speaks out, the Rishonim speak out also, that if a person gets so involved in his kas, and in his tainus, that he doesn't even think straight, and he just starts saying like things. Even if you poke out our eyes, we're not coming up. This is doesn't have you saying. Zok Rashi, ha'eni anoshim ha'im t'nakir v'goymer. Afilu ata sheleich. Even if you send someone l'nakir eseinenu to put out our eyes, im loy nale lech. If we don't go up to you, loy nale, we're still not going up. Ha'anoshim ha'im, those men, they spoke ka'odom ha'toyle kilolase b'chaveri, like a person who is toyle his curse. He hangs his curse about someone else. They were really talking about themselves, Batsim, but on Aini Anashim, they were talking to themselves about in third person. They were saying, Anashim Ahim, those men. Okay, Pasuk Tezvav, Vayichar, where is it? Daflamadalad, Daflamadhe? Okay. Vayichar le Moshe miyoid. This made Moshe, it doesn't mean he got angry over here, it means it distressed him very much, greatly. He was distressed. Vayomer El Hashem, and he said to Hashem, Al Tefen El Minchasim, do not turn to their mincha, their gift that they're bringing up to you. Lo yichamor echad mehem nasasi. I have not even taken one donkey of them. Lo yhariyosi esachad mehem, and I have not wronged or done harm to any even one of them. So Rashi veyichal Moshe ma'oid. Moshe was greatly, literally means he got angry, but it doesn't mean over here. Rashi says nitztayer ad lema'oid. He was very, very greatly distressed. It bothered him so much, partially because it was sheker. I was the manig and I gave up myself for the Messias Nefesh Moshe Rabbeinu Nui. He says, Pasha, check what they're saying. Al Tefen al Minchasim, don't turn to their Mincha, the Fipshuto, according to the Pasha Pshata Ketoyers. This means the Gabi the Ketoyers. Don't accept their Ketoyers. Shema Krivim Lefanecha Mocha, they're going to bring up to you tomorrow. Al Tefen al don't turn to it. Midrashi, the Medrash says, Omar Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yodeya ani, I know, Sheyesh Lem Chelik B'Tmid Tzibur, that they have a share in the Tmidim of the Tzibur. Af chelkom, their portion lo yikubul fenech, should not be accepted before you. Lerotzain. Tanichehu ha'esh, let the fire of the mizbeach leave it over. Aloy teichelenu, and don't let it consume it. Don't let it burn it. So I saw, what is this over here? Al Tefen, Moshe Rabbeinu has to, it sounds like it's a tefillah. Moshe Rabbeinu, Ribbono Shel Olam, don't accept their mincha. Who are we talking about over here? We're talking about Rishayim over there. Ribbono Shel Olam is going to accept their mincha. We're talking about Dosan and Avirim over here. These are Rishayim. Kairich v'adosay. Moshe Rabbeinu has to give a tefillah miyuchedes that if it don't accept that tefillah. Zot Rabbi Yeruchim, that Lulei Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have accepted, wouldn't have davened that their tefillah shouldn't, their mincha shouldn't have got accepted. It could be it's Yitachin, it would have been accepted. Because the machlekes over here between Kairich v'adosay and Moshe Rabbeinu, first of all, was not a pasha to machlokes. We think he was going after Nesias and Kavod, things like that. That was true too, but it was much deeper than that. He says it was a machlokes of mitzvah, but it was just shaloi l'shem shemayim, and he's mayach in the whole thing. Al kolponim, ad kedei kach, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to daven, Ribbono Shel Olam don't accept their mincha. That's how the Rabbi Ruchim says, and the Ramban learns taka was a tefillah. But I saw the Chizkuni learns that over here Faker was a klala. He was cursing them. Ribbono Shel Olam al tefen al minchasim. Don't just ignore what their mincha is. Ribbono Shel Olam giving him a klala to Dasan and Aviram. Okay, loy chamor echad mehem nasasi. First of all, why is it called koyrech? It's machlokes shel shem shemayim. Sheloy l'shem shemayim is koyrech v'adosei. L'shem shemayim is hillel and shamay. Why is it called koyrech v'adosei? It should be koyrech and Moshe. Koyrech v'adosei, they weren't fighting against each other. They were fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu. So say the mefarshim that really it was koyrech v'adosei. It wasn't koyrech and Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't fighting with them. It was koyrech and his aida that were fighting. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have any. Wasn't involved in the machlokes. Fakert, he wanted to make sholem. Reb Chaim Brisky used to say, with me, the whole world argued. He says, but I with no one. I didn't argue with anybody. They were arguing with me, but I wasn't arguing with them. Same thing over here. Koyrich v'adosi, they were arguing, but not Koyrich and Moshe. Okay, Vayter Rashi, Leichemor echad mehem nasasi, have not taken one donkey of them. Leichemor yishal echad mehem natalti, have not taken one donkey of any of them. Afilu kashalachti me Midian to Mitzrayim. Even when I went from Midian to Mitzrayim, virkafti es ishti v'esbonai, and I had my wife and sons ride, alachamor on the donkey, v'hoyali, I had the right to take the donkey from what was theirs, but nevertheless I still only took from what was my own. The Targum Unkel is Shechoris. Targum Unkel says Nasasi means Shechoris. It means pressed into Sheru, into service. Lashon Arami, meaning it means like this. Kach Nikris Angarya. This is what they call a tax of the king. Angarya Shel Melech Shichvor. They call it Shichvor. Okay, so meaning I didn't put a tax on them. I didn't take it as a tax. Pasuk Tazayin Vayomer Moshe El Koyrach. Moshe said to Koyrach, Ato you v'chol adoscha and your whole entire assembly heyu lifnei Hashem should be before Hashem. Ato v'heim you and them va'aroin and aroin mocher tomorrow. You should all come tomorrow. So Rashi v'heim adoscha. Who is that? That means your whole aid, your whole assembly that you have here gathered. Pasuk Yudzayin Ukachu ish machtosoi. And let each man take his machta, his frying pan, unasatem aleim keteris, and you should put it keteris on them. Vekraftem lifnei Hashem, and you should bring it near before the Ribbono shel Olam. Ish machtosi, each man his fire pan. Chamishim umasoyim machtos, there were 250 fire pans. Ve'ata ve'aroin ish machtosi, and you and Aaron, each man with his fire pan. So Rashi vekraftem ish machtosi. That means the 250 men that were among you, which Agaval mentioned, there were 253 people. There was 250 men. Then there was Dasan Avirim, that's 252, plus Kairich himself was 253. Says the Chizkuni, what was the Cheshman 253? He says, everybody besides... It was 253. No, in Kairich Vadosi. What's the Pshat? He says, besides Shevet Levi, everybody else, he took 23 people from each Shevet. 23 times 11... is 253. Pshat is because he wanted to have a Sanhedrin Katana, says the Chizkuni. He wanted to have a Sanhedrin Katana. Besides Shevet Levi, so 11 Shvatim, they took 11 times 23 to have a Sanhedrin Katana, it was 253. That's what was the Cheshbon of this number. Everything in the Torah is a Cheshbon. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Oh, we saw Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Ches. What do you ask? Yeah. Pasuk Yud Ches. Vayikru, it's interesting, Koyrich was named after one of the Alufim of Esav. Esav had he had a few grandchildren. One was called Nachas. That's why we say, you should have Yiddish and Nachas. Shad is, you don't want to have the Goyish and Nachas, because Esav also had a grandson, Nachas. But also, he also had a grandson, Alufay Koyrich. One of them was Koyrich. Where did Koyrich get this name, the Rishonim ask? So one of the Rishonim say, there could be, that's good for why he went off Berishus, because he was named after a Roshan. You don't give the name of the Roshan, that's why he went off. Okay, Pasuk Yudches. Vayikru ish machtosoi, so each man took his fire pan, vayitnu aleim eish, and they put fire on them. Vayasimu aleim keteris, they put keteris on it. Vayamdu pesach oil moyed, and they stood at the entrance of the oil moyed. Umoyshe v'aroin, with Moshe and Aaron. Pasuk yutes, vayakel aleim koirach kol ha'eid, the koirach gathered the entire assembly against them. El pesach oil moyed, to the entrance of the oil moyed. Vayero, Chvayd Hashem el kol ha'eda, and the glory, the honor of the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared to the entire Eda. So Rashi, Vayakel aleihem Koyrach, and Koyrach gathered the entire Eda against them, b'divrei litzonos, with words of mockery. That's how he gathered them. Kol ha'layla hu, the entire night, halach etzel ha'shvatim, he went around, he had a busy night. He went to all the shvatim with pita ismin and convinced them. He said, kesvur matem, do you think, sh'alayla vadi ani makbet, that I'm already worried about myself? Any makbet el b'shvil kulchem, I care only for you. Elu bon v'noitlin, Moshe and Aaron come and take kol agdulas, all the chashav hashtelas, all the chashav positions. Lo yamalchus, for himself he takes the malchus. Lo achiv akuna, for his brother he takes the kuna. He went on to say all this achin espat dukulam, until they were all convinced, because he made them all have their own personal interest in it. He was a good politician. He went around, it's not for me, it's for you, you're going to be great. And the Medrash says it wasn't him. Where did he get this ace? He got it from his wife, because it says chaschabas noshim bansabesa, that's the wife of Oin ben Pelas, that she saved her husband, that she undid her hair. And he says, I know kulam kadoshim, the whole ladies, they're not going to look at me. And you see the darga them, mitzadecha, they wouldn't look at a woman with uncovered hair, with hair that loose. In such a way, it'll be choylik on the Messiah of Moshe Rabbeinu from Har Sinai. That's connected. It says, "Ugam b'choy yaminu lo'olam ve'yaminu b'Hashem uve'Moshe Avdi." Just like you maimin b'ribayin shalom, you have to be maimin in his shliach. Moshe Avdi is shliach. That they're ready to choylik, but to look at a woman undress her hair unclothed, that not. And she knew that Oyin ben Pelas. That's chachmas nashim b'nsebeisa. But yveles tarsena. What is that? The foolish woman, the evil one that ruins it. That's Eishes Kayach, the Medrash says, because she gave them all these cheshbonis. She gave them all what Rashi just brought down. Well, he worried about, nah, he takes the gedula for himself, v'chule. I in the Taskenim Taisus, in Mibali Taisus and the Rosh bring these Medrashim. Vayerich Veid Hashem, and the honor of Hashem came, appeared, bo ba'amud on, and it came in the amud on, in the pillar of the onon, of the cloud. Pasuk Chof by Shlishi. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe ve'el Aaron leiber. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron, saying, "He bod lumi toicha eda hazois. Separate yourselves from amid this eda. Ve'achala oisem kiroga, and I will destroy them in an instant." So, why does it say kiroga, not biroga? Why all of a sudden kiroga? Eli, what are you telling now? What's up is kiroga? Chalaisim Kiroga. I saw one of you showing him in Moyoyu, which it said Chalaisim Biroga. In 1 second, what's up is Kiroga?
Short of time, no?
Why, just like in a minute, I'll get rid of them, but what's like Biroga? In an instant.
Yeah.
Oh, so the Chizkun, one of you showing him say, the Chizkuni says, just like an instant passes, it's here now, it's gone in a second, right? So too, they're going to Kiroga, they're going to be destroyed in a second. They'll be here right now, but they're going to be the destroyed afterwards. So they state in Chizkuni. Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayiplu al Paneim, they fell on their faces, Vayomer, and they said, Keil Elokei Aruchais, Oy, the God of all, the Ruchais, all the spirits, Lachol Basar, of all flesh, of all people, of living things, Ha'ish Echot Yechta, one man will sin, Ve'alkolo Eda Tiktsaif, and you're going to be angry with the entire Eda, with the ganze Kahal of Klal Yisrael, the whole assembly. So Drashi, Keil Elokei Aruchais, Yodeya Machshavis, he says, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam who knows people's thoughts, Ein midascha kemidas basar v'dam, your midas are not like midas basar v'dam, Melech basar v'dam, a king of flesh and blood, Shesor cholav miktas medina, part of his medina revolts against, Ein yodeya michayit, he doesn't know who sinned against him, Lefikach keshu kayas, therefore when he gets angry, Nifr mikulam, he gets the exact payment from all of them, he punishes everybody, Aval ata, you Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Lefikach, Lefanecha geluyas kol hamachshavis, all thoughts are revealed in front of you. You know who the sinner is. So here it's an interesting thing. Here they got punished for the machshava alone. They didn't get punished. Usually they get punished for a maizah, but here they got punished for the machshava. Sintasantazach. I saw Shteyman points out. Ho'ish echad. Who is that? That's Choyrach. Hu achoyte. He is the choyte. Ve'ata. But you, I'll call Eid Tiktsev. You'll be angry at the entire assembly. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom said, Yofa Martim. You've spoken properly. Ani yodeyu maidia, I know, and I will make known mi chata who taka sinned. Mi lo chata who taka didn't sin. You're right, maskim. I'm going to let you know. Pasuk Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Gimel. Vayedabra Hashem al Moshe Leim. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber lo eido leim, or speak to the assembly saying, Hey, alu misaviv le mishkan koirach. Get yourselves away from all around the mishkan, the house, the abode of koirach, dosan vaviram, and dosan vaviram. Pasuk Chav Hei, vayokom Moshe, Vayelech el Dosan v'Aviram. Then Moshe stood up and he went to Dosan and Aviram. Vayelechu acharav Ziknei Yisrael. And the Zakenim, the elders of Klal Yisrael, went after him. There's a Rashi before in Chavdalid, Heyalu v'goymer, Kitargumer, like the Targum Unkel says, Istaloku, get yourselves away, Misvivis Mishkan Koirach, from the vicinity, the surroundings of Koirach. Vayoka Moshe, so Moshe stood up. Kesavar, he thought, Sheyisu lo ponim, that they would treat him in a gracious manner, but they didn't do so. Pasuk Chavav, V'yidaber ela eid leimor, and he spoke to the assembly saying, Suruna, turn away now, me'al ohaleo anoshim arishoyim ha'eila, from the tents, from near the tents of these wicked men, v'al tigu b'chol asher lahem, and do not touch anything of theirs, penti safu, lest you perish, b'chol chatosam, because of all their averas. So here he said, you're not allowed to touch anything. It's an interesting thing over here. We don't find the Isra Negiyah. What's Pshat the Isra Negiyah? You're not allowed to touch anything? Why aren't you allowed to touch? I mean, typically, Rav Shteyman asks that it's al tzlei sigzel. You're not allowed to touch anything anyway. It's al tzlei sigzel. You're not allowed to touch. What's la tegu? So he says over there, it could be that... he says about some later, the three terutzim in that. It could be that it was... He brings in the Meshech Chochmah there. That could be that it was... they had a din of Arugei Malchus. Mela the Nechosim or Hefker. Meshech Chochmah says later. In Parshas Pinchas, and Mela you think you do it. That's what it's mutter. So therefore, Moshe tells him, al tegu. Or he brings another pshat over there from the Gemara Moed Cotton. Tezayin Amaral. The Gemara says over there that someone that's not Sayis LeBezdin doesn't lose the Bezdin Nechseim of Korm. All the Nechasim become Hefker. So therefore it was automatically Hefker. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, even though, nevertheless, despite the fact that it's Hefker, Al Tigu, don't touch it. B'chol Asher Lehem. Or he brings another Pshat over there that Al Tigu, don't touch it because Al's. That it's just like an Irani Dachas, that it's in Gansan Aser, and like a Veda Zara, therefore don't touch it. Okay, Pasuk. So they got themselves away from near the Mishkan of Koirach, Dosan Vaviram, and Dosan Vaviram, Misaviv, from all around. Vedosan Vaviram, Yatsu Nitzavim Pesach Oleim, and Dosan Vaviram went out standing at the entrance of their tents, Unisheim, their wives, Unavineim, and their children, Vetapam, and their infants, their young babies. So Drashi, Yatsu Nitzavim, Bekoim Azakufa, they went out. Standing erectly, defiantly, l'charif u'l'gadev, to insult and to vilify, like the word v'yisyatzev, and they stood erect for 40 days, the Goliath, which is said in Goliath, as they state in Shmuel Aleph, Kapitel Yud Zayin, Pasuk Tazayin, that Goliath stood erect, meaning in a defiant and insulting manner, like the Radak says over there. This is a quote from the Tanchuma Vav. When a shame of a name of Tapam and their wives and their children and their infants, Bayrua, come and see Kamakosha Machlaikas, how bad and severe Machlaikas is. Share Bezin Shalmata ain't ancient, don't punish a person El Achiyavish De Cyrus until he brings two Cyrus. But over here, Ubezin Shalmaila, and Bezin Shalmaila doesn't punish Ad Esrim Shon until a person's 20 years old. Vikan, but over here, Ovdu Af Yanki Shadaim, even those young children who were nursing from their mothers, they were destroyed over here. See how bad Machloikas is as the Medrash Tanchuma. Pasuk Chavches Koyach, Vayoymer Moshe. Moshe said, Bezois Teidun, through this you shall know, Ki Hashem Shalochani, Lasei says, Kolamaisa Me'ele, Ki Loi Milibi. From this you will know that Hashem has sent me to do. Perform all these ma'isim, all these acts, kiloy milibi, because it was not from my own heart. I didn't make it up myself. So it was all done b'shlichus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Rashi Lasi says kol ma'isim me'ela, to perform all these acts. Shasisi al pi adibur, which I've done according to the dibur. Losis la Aaron kuna gadoyla, to give Aaron the kuna gadoyla, uvan of segani kuna, and make his sons the seganim of the kohen gadol. Velitzofan nesi akahosi, and to make Elitzofan the one that's in charge of the kahos family. It's not from my own. I didn't make it up. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk Chaf Tesim Kemois Kol Adam Yemusam. If these die like the death of all men, Eile. Im Kemois Kol Adam Yemusam Eile. If these die like the death of all men, Ufkudas Kol Adam Yipakid Aleim. And the destiny of all men is visited upon them. Lo Yashem Shlachani. Then it is not Hashem who has sent me. So Rashi, Lo Yashlem Shlachani, it's not Hashem who sent me. El Ani Asisi Akoyel, I did everything on my own. Midaiti on my own. Ubedin Uchaylakalai, and then Koyach Taka has a real rightful tine against me. Kayyotzev Dov, you find the same thing. Im Shoyv Toshev B'Sholem, if you will return in peace. Afani Yomer, I too say Lo Dibra Hashem Pi, Hashem did not speak through me. Pasuk Lamed Vimbrio Yivro Hashem. But if Hashem will create a new creation, Ufotzesa Ho Adama Espio, and the earth opens his mouth, Uvolo Isam, and swallows them. And all that is theirs. V'yordu chayim sha'ilo, and they go down alive to the pit, which is Gehenim. V'yedatem, then you shall know kiniyetzu anoshim ha'eiles Hashem, that these men have provoked the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'mbriya chadosha yivra Hashem zokdrashi. So if the Ribbono Shel will create a new creation, meaning the Ramban says over here something that was never here before, it had no precedent before, it was just created right now. Lahamisaisim, to put them to death b'misa, through death, shaloi meis ba'odam, which no person has died yet. Adhain, up until this point. Umahi Abriya, what is this creation? Ufatzes or Adam SP, and the earth opens his mouth, Vitivlaim, and it will swallow them. Oz, then Vyadatem Kinyatsuhem Esa Hashem. Then you'll know that they provoked Hashem. Vanimi Piagvu Amarti, but I have spoken the word of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll say, in Bria Pela Oritz, if the mouth of the earth is a creation, is a Bria, Misheshis and Mabirashis, from the 6 days of creation, Mutav, then fine. Vimla, but if not, Yivra Hashem, then may Hashem create it. So I saw the Rav Shneiman says what that he brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that from Shemayim there were Megala, that there was going to be a new Bria, that the world, the earth was going to open up. The only shot is, why do you say Beloshin Suffolk, Ve'imbriya, but if Hashem will create it? If he knew it, then he knew Be'idia from Shemayim, they let him know B'nevuah, so then why do you say Belotayr Suffolk? And that he blives at Tzorach Ian. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayihi Kechal Yisrael Dabres Kol Advar Me'ela. When he finished speaking all these words, Vatiboka Adama Asher Tachteim, the ground that was under them split open. Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vatiftach Ha'oretz Espia, the earth opened its mouth, Vativ Lo Isam, and swallowed them, Ve'ezbotayim, and their houses. Ve'ezkola Odom Asher LeKoirach, and all the people who were with Koirach, Ve'ezkol HaRechush, and all their possessions. So it says later in Parshas Pinchas, B'nei Koirach LoYimeis, that B'nei Koirach did not die. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Kufches, there was Mokam Nispatzalim Gan Eden, Be'Gehenim, that there was like a higher part of Gan Eden, Gehenim, that they were saved. And the Maaseh we find in Shir Mizm, which is Shir Mizm of B'nei Koirach, that the B'nei Koirach did have a chelik, and Shmuel and Avi came from Koirach. So they were from the Meshoirim in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Gufa, what was Mateh, Koirach, he saw Rosh al Sheles that's going to come out Mizari, that Shmuel was going to come. So he thought, what was the Hezber? Shmuel was it says he was Meir Alocha b'fnei Eli, right? The whole Maizah there in Shmuel. So Eli said, Yechayiv Misa, Shkoich, Yechayiv Misa. So Chana says back, no, Elonar Azeres Palalti, I want the Dafka this kid, this child. So what was the problem? So we'll give you another one. No, I want the Dafka this one. What was she saying back to him? So I heard, Rabbi Yanki Minkis told him, B'shem Rebeli Shus, who said, B'shem Rebeli Shapiro, the pshat is like this, that he was saying back to her that no, Yutain, he's a Moir Alocha B'fnei Rabba, he's not a Moir Alocha B'fnei Rabba, because he has his own Messiah. Moshe is Shmuel B'Kairi Shemoi. Shmuel is on the Madrega from Moshe and Aaron. That he had the Darga, that he had his own Messiah, that he was a Novi. And where did he get it from? Gufa, he got it from Moshe Rabbeinu. But that was Kairach's toys, because he saw, look, My great grandson Shmuel, he's gonna have the Messiah. He's gonna be able to. He's a Navi. He has his own Messiah. So therefore, I could be Chaylik a Moshe Rabbeinu's Messiah. But from Chana's Teretz back, you see that no, that he wasn't a Moshe Lachman the Rabbi, because where did he Gufa get it from? He Gufa got that Messiah from Adonai Naviim, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, pasuk, Lamed Gimel Vayerdu Heim V'Chol Asher Lahem Chaim Shoilu. They and all that was theirs descended alive to the pit, to Gehenim, and the earth covered them over, and they were lost from among the Kohol. All of Klal Yisrael was around that was around them, they fled at their sound. Ki amru, because they said, Pentiv la'enu ha'aretz, lest the earth swallow us too, which is a pele. Shteyman points out, what were they worried about? When they saw, it says, that anybody was shy to the Koirach of Adasai, all the Kalim got schlepped into it also. So you see, there was a specific way, and it was all the pit only swallowed people that were shy to Gadas Koirach. So what were they running away for? What were they worried about? So he says the Teva Anoshim is people that they run. The Teva is the nature people run away. Zot Rashi, Nosu LeKoilam, fled at their sound, Bishvila Koil. Because of the sound that Yotze that came out al bliyosim from them being swallowed up, there was a massive sound. So they didn't run towards the sound; they ran because of it. The Mefarshim say. So they ran away because pentiv la'enu arts. But Lamaisa the Netziv says in Hemek Dovri says that it wasn't pshat one big bliya. It the earth swallowed them up one by one. Echad la'echad zok the Netziv. So Lefiza, you can understand why they ran away, because they said, look, they're being swallowed individually, so maybe I'm worried I'm going to be swallowed. Me'lo v'chol Yisrael asher sviv v'seyem nasu l'koilem, they ran away because they were afraid they were going to get swallowed. Pasuk lamed hey, with that we finish Kapitel Tezayin. Ve'esh yotza mi'es Hashem, and a fire came forth from the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'toicha le'isa chamishim amasoyim ish makrivi akatoiris, and it consumed the 250 men who were offering this keteris. A few more psukim to get to Revi. Kapitel Yudzayin, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe, Leim Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Emoir el Eloza ben Aaron HaKoyen, say to Eloza the son of Aaron HaKoyen, V'yorim es ha-machtois mi bein ha-sreifo, and let him pick up the machtois, the firepans from amid this blaze, this fire. V'yisa eish zrei holo, and he should move away from the fire, he should move away the fire. Ki kodeshu, because they have become kodesh, they've become holy. So Rashi v'se eish, and the fire shebetoicha machtos that's inside the ketores in the firepans, zrei holo, he should move away la'oritz to the ground me'al ha-machtos from on top of these machtos, these firepans. Ki kodeshu, because they've become holy. That what does that mean? The machtos, the firepans became holy. V'asurim ba'anoa, therefore they're also ba'anoa. Sharei asum klisharis, because now they've made klisharis. Once they become klisharis, so mele they're also ba'anoa. I in the Gemara in Menachas Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Aleph that because Ma'at it had the Gemara says over there that it had an elevation in Kedushim. Shad is a gate, it got up to a greater Kedusha now for the Kedushas Mizbeach right now. So Mele there were Osir Be'ano. And why did Yidavka say Elozer Ben Aaron and Morel Elozer Ben Aaron Akoyin, not the Aaron Akoyin himself? So Chizkuni speaks out because he didn't want Aaron to be Matame himself. Pasuk Gimel, Esmachtois Achatoyim Eila, as for these fire pounds of these sinners, Benafshoisim, against their own Nefashis, they're against their own souls. Va'asu Oisom, and they shall make them into Rekuei Fachim, these thinned out sheets, Tzipui L'mezbeach, as a covering for the Mezbeach, Ki Yikrivim L'fnei Hashem, because they were offered up before the Ribono Shel Olam, Vayikdashu, and so they became Kadosh. So it should become a sign for the Bnei Yisrael. So Rashi, Achatoyim Eilu Benafshoisam, Shenasu Poishim Benafshoisam, they became Poishim against their own souls. Shenechluk Wal Kadosh Baruch Hu, because they, Rashi telling you over the Holy Side over here, was that they were Choylik under Ribono Shel Olam. That's why they had such a Mashon of the Gemisa. That's why they were Chayiv Misa. Rekui, this means Redudim, that it was thinning out. Pachim, Tasim Redudim, these are thinned out sheets. Tenvis belaz. In old French, it's tenvis. It means thin in modern French. Thin. Tenu. Tzipu la mizbeach, a covering for the mizbeach. La mizbeach nechoshes, for the mizbeach nechoshes. Ve'yu la ois, it should be a sign, lizikoroin, to remember, sheyoimu, people should say, elu hoyu, that these machtes, these firepans, were me'oisen shenechluku al kahuna, from those people who argued over the kahuna, v'nisrfu, and they were burnt. So it should be a remembrance. Pasuk Dalid Vayikach Elozer Hakoyin Esmachtois Anachoshes Asher Ekrivu Asrufim. So Elozer Hakoyin took these copper firebrands that these burnt ones had been makriv were to the Ribono Shel Olam. What did he do with them? Vayirakum, he thinned them out. Tzipu LaMizbeach, as a coating, a covering for the mizbeach. So Drashi Vayirakum, and he thinned them out. In old French, it means antenverent, that he thinned them out. Meaning a thin plate, that's what it means. To extend it, or to express it, or to spread it out. That's what this word Rashi is bringing, this French word means. Vayirakum, that he thinned them out. Pasuk, hey, zikaroin levnei Yisrael. It's as a reminder to the Bnei Yisrael. Leman asher lo yikrav ish zor, asher lo mizera aroin, who, lahakter keteiris levnei Hashem. That no zor, who is not from the offspring of Aaron, should come close to bring the keteiris before the Ribono Shel Olam. He should not be like Koyrach and his whole assembly. Like Hashem had spoken about him through Moshe. The Chizkuni speaks out that Be'etzim Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was offering them to do Keturis, he never wanted them to do it. It was Loy Ola B'dayta that they agree. Because he was trying to be Miramis them, just like Nadav and Aviv are going to die, you're also going to die. But they still accepted it. So Rashi, and he should not be like Koyrach, so that he should not be like Koyrach. Kashadibra Hashem b'yad Moshe loy, like Hashem spoke to him through Moshe loy. Usually to him, what does it mean? It means for him. It means kamoy olav, like a love about him. Al Aaron dibra el Moshe, he spoke to Moshe about Aaron. Sheyu hu von of kayan, Aaron and his son should be kayanim. Lefichach, therefore lo yikra v'shzor asher loy mizera Aaron v'goyim. Therefore, no zor should bring from that's not from the offspring of Aaron should come close. V'chein koli v'loy v'lohem. Anytime it says the lamed li or loy. Leads to me, aloy to him, lahem to them, asmuchen etzel dibur, when they're close to dibur, which means to speak, pisroinam kemoyal, you touch it, it means like about. Medrashi al koirach, this medrash says about him, means it goes on koirach, umahu biyad moshe, what does it mean biyad moshe? literally mean by the hand of Moshe. V'loikosav, it doesn't say El Moshe to Moshe. Remez l'choil kamal kohuna. This is a remez to those that argue who over the kohuna, like Choyrach, sheloikin b'tzaras, that they get tzaras. As I state in the Medrash, k'moshe lokam Moshe b'yoda, just like Moshe got tzaras on his hand. Shenemer, it says in Shemois Dalid, Vav, it says Vayotzio, he withdrew it. Vehine yodoy mitzaras kashelak, and behold, his hand was stricken with tzaras, just like snow. V'alkein loko Uziyah b'tzaras, and that's why Uziyahu also got tzaras. He was the king of Yehuda. He attempted to make a keteris on a mizbeach, which is also to someone that's not a kohen. And when he came into the Mishkan to try to get the kohuna gedolah, so he started fighting with the kehanim who tried to explain what his toes was. And then tzaras was pireach al mitzchay, as I've stated in Divrei Hayom Beis, Kapitel Chavav, Psukim, Tes Zayin, 2, Pasuk Chav Aleph, see Rashi Vaitin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, also what we wrote over there. Okay? V'meila, that's why Uziyo got tzaras also. Pasuk Vav, Vayiloinu kol adas b'nei Yisrael, mimachros al Moshe v'al Aaron lemor. The entire Kahal of Klal Yisrael complained the next day against Moshe and Aaron, saying, Atem hamitem esam Hashem, you have killed the people of Hashem. Pasuk Zayin, Vayihi bikoil o eido al Moshe, and it was when the Kahal gathered against Moshe and Aaron, al Moshe v'al Aaron, Vayifnu alo il Moed, and they turned to the il Moed, Vehine, and behold, Chisohu Onon, the cloud, the Onon had covered it. Vayeroch Kvoid Hashem, and the covet of the Ribbono Shel Olam appeared. Pasuk Ches, and with that we get up to Revi, Rabbi Yisai, and we'll end today's shir. Vayovay Moshe v'Aaron al Pnei Oil Moed, and Moshe and Aaron came before the tent of the Oil Moed. With that, Rabbi Yisai, we get up to Revi.